Hey, it's been a while. So go ahead and give your mans the HBO special. You know what the HBO special is? Help a brother out. Go ahead and leave a 5-star rating in review. While you doing that, I'm going to get to these sponsors and also enjoy the show. Create like a god. Being an artist is dead. Yes, I say it. Just being an artist is dead in this day of age. That's why you need to become the artist. The secret strategy of monetizing your skills, your artwork, as an artist by thinking like an entrepreneur to increase commissions, marketing, and branding yourself as an artist to stand out. Okay? Being an artist is dead. So I'm going to show you how you can monetize your skills and your artwork so you can go through sales, learning sales, marketing, branding, closing the deals, gain more commissions, and you as an artist to stand out amongst the other artists is not going to do things that you're are willing to do, that artists are not willing to do, other artists are not willing to do. Make sure you go ahead and go to artistpreneurs.com. That way you can register for my master class, and I'm going to show you how you can be an artistpreneur that is thriving, not just an artist who is not making any money. I'm gonna show you how you're gonna make some money as an artist and make a living as an artist, and that way you can stand out amongst the other artists. I'm gonna show you that. So make sure you go ahead and go to artistpreneurs.com or winningartists.com, which is winning with the one, winningartists.com. That's with the one, with the I, W-1-N-N-I-N-G. So there's two links to that. So make sure you go ahead and go to those links. And I will see you inside. Register for the Artistpreneur Master Class. See you inside. Welcome, welcome. You're tuning in to the philosophy, expand and build upon, learn how to expand and build upon your creativity, imagination, and innovation. Everything is created twice. First in the mind, then it becomes reality. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. So you go out the day after day to do the work. Confidence, put yourself out there boldly, authentically, even though the success, the creation has not arrived just yet, but you know that the richest place on earth, the richest real estate on earth is the graveyard, because dreams and goals and everything else die along with you, because you did not have the beingness, be, do, have principle. You did not have the courage to go out and make things happen, but that's all going to change because instead of waiting for things to happen, laying on law of attraction. If you're one of those people, law of attraction, oh, I'm not going to do law of attraction. I'm just going to sit here. But you got to go out and take action. You're going to go out there and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. This is the method, the philosophy, soon to be book and everything else known as Create Like a God. This is your man, Jaren Mitchell, a.k.a. Jaren Winning Mitchell, because I am winner and so are you. We here for the win, win. Okay, today's topic is another one, is another remix. Okay, 5 reasons why artists must learn sales. Must learn sales. Okay, and we could say enrollment that I've been learning. Okay, must learn sales, which enrollment is selling without selling. Okay, so with that, this is another remix. And the reason why I came up with this at the time, I haven't listened to that podcast episode. This is a remix. So make sure you go ahead and go listen to it, mainly on, if you're on YouTube watching this, make sure you go on to my podcast, or it actually is on YouTube. You can look it up. It's just not me and my face. It's just audio. So you can go ahead and look it up. And well, so what I'm talking about before we get to the show, give your mans the HBO special. Okay. Give your mans the HBO special, which is help a brother out. Okay. Help a brother out. Go ahead. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like the video. Hit the notification bell, leave a comment and everything like that, and tell me how we done. If you're on the podcast feed, the RSS feed, make sure you go ahead, subscribe and follow your mind, leave your mans, give me a HBO special there from a 5-star rating in review. And whatever platform, favorite podcast platform listening from YouTube, go over there to the podcast, and from podcast, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Okay, go ahead and subscribe. It's also in the description below on YouTube, and everything is on the show notes. Okay, so This is a remix. This is another remake I'm making. I have not listened to that episode. I will be going to listen back to my own content, listening and unto the dog food right now. I'm building, giving you guys some content, what I am now, because this is some, most of the stuff is new. Some of the stuff may be old, stuff where I'm talking about before then, but the topics that I'm talking about, okay? And reason why I want to talk about this, because sales is the highest paid profession. The highest paid profession. Once you know sales and everything like that, sales and everything, closing the deal, which for artists is more with commissions. Okay. So five reasons why you must, okay. You must learn sales. Okay. It's the highest paid profession. Sales is the most highest paid profession. If you want to get sales, more commissions or more selling your license. Okay. You got something like, you know, Black Sands that's going on selling license. He's marketing himself. Okay. And I don't think he's typically an artist. Because I've been off and on and from his stuff, but I've been paying attention every now and then, keeping seeing because I follow him and everything like that. And I follow Black Sands. And sales is the highest paid profession. You know, he got sales, marketing. Okay. But sales is the highest paid profession. That's why you must learn sales, because with sales, you're going to get able to sell your artwork. You get commissions. You close the deals. Well, you get your commission. You get a commission. Okay. Like affiliate marketing and all that. If you know affiliates and stuff like that, same thing with that. Somebody buys, use a link, buy something. You get partial. You get a commission out of it. You know, 10%, 30%, 50%, 90%, however much percent it is. Okay. That's why you need, as an artist, you must learn skills. It's a business skill. Okay. Learn sales. Learn how you could take your people or whoever is interested in your stuff through a sales process, okay, through the sales process. And I've been studying sales since 20. I've been learning a little bit in sales. I've been getting more direct into it in 2020 and getting to the process of still practicing, still got to get better at it. But sales is going to take you there, because as an artist, the more money you go, the more stuff you go out and start making, the more money you're able to start making yourself a living through art. You won't be working paycheck to paycheck. You have that artist. I call it the artist lifestyle, which my lifestyle, how I look at me being an artist and how it feels like to me, is able to travel the world, able to provide and protect and provide and everything for my family and any other people that I'm able to get around on my team. Okay. On the team, sales will make, you know, sales is the highest paid profession. If you look at books, we talked about it on one of the other remixes about why, with entrepreneur, you know, five reasons why artists must think and act like an entrepreneur. Okay. So sales is the highest paid profession. If you're people that, I'm not a salesman, I'm not a salesperson, I'm not a business person. Hey, learn the business, learn your business, learn, because you're building a brand. Now that's why now I say the entrepreneur, just being an artist is dead. Become the artistpreneur. Become the one who's the artist, does the creative stuff, and also the entrepreneurship and the business, and come together where you are a business, not just an artist. But you're taking it, you're not just an artist. Okay. You're taking things where you, man, who knows? No, who knows? I'm an ambitious person. I'm ambitious. I have a lot to drive. Okay, I got a lot of drive, and I want to bring people with me. I want to bring people along my journey, because, you know, I don't want to be the lone wolf. I don't. But with that, let's get to these points, okay, which today's topic, which is five reasons why artists must learn sales, the remix, which is point number one, which I had here before, which I have right here from episode number 8, which is sales will make you money. Pay and pay your bills. Okay. That's not a good reason. That's really not good a reason. But the first point I already mentioned, I'll replace that with sales is the highest paid profession. That's the first point. Sales is the highest paid profession. And that's the reason why you must learn sales, because you have the highest paid profession. You can sell anything that it is. Okay. Sales, yes, it is going to make you money. That's the whole point. Sales is going to make you money. Okay. But also, while you are, let me make this clear. Okay. This is a remix, but let me add on to this. Five reasons why artists must learn sales in closing. Because sales is different from closing. Okay. They weigh different. I mentioned it before and last time, which is, you know, sell or be sold. Okay, you everyone's being sold. You're selling something or it's you being sold something. And it's not just with products. It's not just exchange of money. Right now, maybe I'm selling you this idea of what, why as an artist, why you should learn sales and closing. And some of you may be like, nah, I'm not sold on that. Okay, I'm not sold. Some of you, I'm sold on that. That means you bought why artists need to learn sales. Okay, well, you good, but the one thing, when you're very good at your artwork, you're very good, people will start coming to you. If you're very talented in building your skill and everything, people will come to you. Even if you're not that good, you still can make commissions. You still can go out and make some commissions, okay? But sale, and every artist starts as a novice, okay? They're not coming out the womb all like, oh yeah, I know how to draw. I can draw out of my head. I don't need to do these circles, anything, man. There's artists, there's always improvement over the years because you're improving. You're constantly improving your craft. Okay, so sales is part number one, is because sales is the highest paid profession. And in order to excel in what you're doing as an artist, okay, is to learn the skill of the high paying profession, the highest paid profession. Because once you learn sales, you'll be able to sell your work. You're able to make more commissions out of your work. You're able to maybe get other stuff like prints and other stuff. Or if you got an NFT project going on in 2022, which is still art and stuff like that, selling that, you still got to sell that too. You still got to market that as well. I maybe have an episode on that, why NFTs and stuff like that. Okay, but this is great for me to talk about this because sales is a high paid profession. If you're looking to get somebody into your NFTs, okay, you got to give them some type of value in it. Okay, why they should buy, or some type of, well, mainly a problem. Okay, mainly the problem or something, a problem that they have. For instance, somebody wants their character to come out, whatever, in their head into reality. Okay, somebody wants to read character. Someone's trying to create a character. You're solving a problem. Okay, people are looking to solve a problem. So you're looking to solve a problem. That is in sales. You're looking to solve a problem. One of the highest paid professions, look to solve a problem. We're here to do relationship with people. Okay, build your customer base, your customer base. Build who you like to work with, your avatar, what stuff you like to do, what type of artwork you want to do, and everything like that. Your niche, okay. And learn this high professional skill, high and paying skill. Learn everything you know about sales. What you can start off with me. I'm going through grant stuff. Okay, Cardone University, freaking love it. I'm so glad. That's one of the best investments I made in my life, to get in Cardone University. Okay, his sales training and everything like that. Okay, learning this, you're increasing your sales. And you may be thinking, oh yeah, you know, this person ain't say, you may say some stuff, this person doesn't want it, this and that. Hey man, you got to solve a problem. That's the first thing, is solving a problem. Okay, let's go ahead and get to point number two, which today's topic is five reasons why artists must learn sales and closing. Okay, you are, like I mentioned, you are selling your work. Your people are buying it. Okay, let me scratch that. I don't know what the heck I was saying back there. I'm probably bringing some stuff up. It says you are selling your art, your work to people to buy. Like, I sound like a freaking robot. But yeah, I mean, you're selling work for people to buy. But from this, I already said it. It's to solve a problem. Okay, as an artist, you're there to solve a problem. Okay, when somebody wants to see, you know, you know how to draw Spider-Man. Okay, can you draw Spider-Man for me? Or you this character for me? Or can you do, you know, I would like to get Spider. They love your work. They love seeing your work. They love your art style because you've been putting yourself out there. You're breaking yourself out of obscurity and going ahead and getting yourself out there. Okay, you're there to solve a problem. Solving a problem. People do not buy. If there's no problem, people do not buy if there's a problem. Okay, you won't get no commission because there's no problem. People don't want to buy it. Or maybe people say, oh, it's too expensive. You know, that's why I don't like things like Fiverr and stuff like that. Because people think, you know, some of this stuff is $10 and stuff like that. No, man. You know, as an artist, that's why it's important to brand and everything and stuff as well. That's why no one can be original you. People want to buy your stuff through you. Okay, but you're solving a problem, and not even that, just like other artists, singers, and everything else, they can't get another Lady Gaga, they can't get another Kanye West. You're the only one, or whoever you are, I'm the only Jaren Mitchell. People have to go through me and through my stuff. It makes me different from all the other stuff that I'm doing. Okay, solving a problem. Let me go back because I mentioned that because I don't know what I was reading. Okay, but go ahead to point number two, which today's topic, which is five reasons why must artists to learn sales in closing, which is point number three, is pitching. Okay, you're pitching your ideas. At first, you're pitching. Okay, you're pitching your ideas. You're pitching whatever you got. If you got a comic, you're pitching. If you got some story you want to write, you're pitching. If you got something that you want to come up with, some creative ideas, something you want to build off of, okay? Something you want to build off and everything like that, you're pitching it. You're selling it, okay? And also when selling, selling without enrollment is sell without selling, you get them enrolled into your vision. Why does this matter? Why does this matter? Why does it matter to you? Okay, I'm enrolled. Okay, you get them enrolled in their vision. You know, hey, you know, but you're still solving a problem. What can you do for them? And not what type of other work that you've done that can prove, you know, some, you could say some other work that you've done, but also getting yourself in the, through the right people as well. But pitching idea, you know, you're the 30 second elevator pitch. Okay. When you on, also I did cold calling up in, I did telemarketing and that was up in 2020 before COVID and everything happened. And I had to call, but now I got into grant stuff. It's like, you know, what's the, you know, you got to know what's the reason for the call. It's a whole little script. It has a little frame it from the script, learn from your script, use a script. And you, more you use it, the more you bit off, the more you don't have to read off a script. Now it's like, it's you embody it. Okay. That's the same thing with your pitch. Practice your pitch. Practice how you're going to pitch this to people. Always practice it and how you can improve your pitch. Okay, if you're an artist that's out there, even when they're like, hey, you know what, you know, some with your artwork. Okay, you know what, I'm going to start, maybe I'll start doing lives or doing somewhere where I can start call, making cold calls to people. And I can give you guys a little bit of, may not do everything, but do some little recordings or something like that. Maybe I'm going to do something like that. You know what, that's a good idea for artists and you know, me getting artistpreneurs and stuff like that. I'm going to do that, how you can sell your work. Put yourself out there selling your work and pitching your ideas. Okay. Pitching something. If you look at something to DC, you're going to pitch something to Disney, go pitch. Okay. They pitching is always a pitch, is pitching all the time. Okay. But also, and you could say enrolling. Okay. Your idea. Someone guys know, and they got, you got to be your pitch and everything else must be, go ahead and get on point. Okay. Today's topic. Let me go ahead in the next point. Today's topic, which is five reasons why artists must learn sales. Point number four is follow up. Okay. Always following up. If somebody doesn't make a commitment, doesn't close, they always follow up. Keep calling, keep calling, keep talking to them. Okay. Keep following up. Okay. Following up is part of the sales process and you're still in the sales. Closing is you close the deal, you get a commission, but you also still follow up because it's known the second sale is easier. Second sale is easier because they bought the first sale. Now the second sale is a lot easier. Or you can have like a upsell, which another thing is an upsell. You know, it's like stuff you can have, like McDonald's and all this stuff does it all the time. You know, if you had, I worked at Taco Bell KFC. I was selling everything every single day. People making transactions though. In a way, you know? So follow up. Okay. And with that, with sales, You sell with emotion, you close with logic. Okay, sell with emotion, close with logic. And maybe give them a reason why they should, as an artist, why they should buy from you. Why should they buy from you? And they're a problem. Like, okay, if you got something, this is why. Because you're getting me. You're not getting other artists, you're getting me. You know, yeah, you're going to get some stuff. My stuff may blow up. You may be able to invest in my work. You may get some a little bit, you know, maybe I get some NFTs and some other stuff going on. Boom, you know, something may happen. Okay. And let's go ahead and get to the next point. Okay. Today's topic, which is five reasons why artists must learn sales in closing. Okay. Is point number five is give value and believe in your product. Are you sold? This is something with if you're having a problem with your own work and everything like that, or you not making any sales, anything like that, go help somebody else. But if you reason why, okay, why I'm not making anything, you can go help somebody else. Okay, that's one option you can go ahead and do. Be the go-giver, help somebody else. That way that you can get you clear off the mind why you ain't making any sales or you ain't making money in your artwork. Okay, help another artist, help somebody else. Okay, next thing you can do, okay, is you can think about yourself. Okay, what's going on right now? Am I sold on myself? Do I believe in myself? Am I sold on myself? Am I sold on my product? Okay, if you got a company, which, you know, or your brand, I'm sold on my brand. I'm sold on my art brand. I'm sold on my skills. Okay, be sold on it. Be sold on what it is and believe. You got to have this belief. You got to be sold on you. Okay, you got to give value. Give value and believe in your products, which is your artwork. You got the skills. People, it got create good work. Someone will buy. Some kid come on, oh, mommy, I want that Spider-Man. You know, I'm just saying, you know, or they some other person might be a fan of your work. Some other artists wants to buy your work, inspired by your work, wants to buy your work. I think usually artists is basically artists. They buy other people's work, which is pretty cool. Like other artists' work, you know, and other art stuff. You know, you're not able to get everyone. You got to pick a certain group of people, certain niche, and have your avatar. Have an avatar. Okay, have an avatar for who it is and who you're serving and what it is and who your type of artwork or company, whatever it is that you're doing to build and sell your work and close the deal so that way you can get commissions, increase your commissions. And not even that, you can go to, which I have, is the Artistpreneurs. I have it in the show notes in the description below or the pinned post in my comment section, which is the Artistpreneurs.com. Okay. And this is the secret strategy to monetize your skills and your artwork as an artist by thinking like an entrepreneur and increase commissions, marketing, and branding yourself as an artist to stand out. Okay. Make sure you go ahead. I'll invite you to that masterclass. Go ahead, go to the masterclass and go through it. And, you know, you learn what you got. You're not just going to learn sales. You're going to learn business skills and everything else with that. Okay, so make sure you go to artistpreneur.com and let's go ahead and recap today's topic, which is 5 reasons why you must learn sales and closing. Okay, I'm gonna show you 5 reasons why you must adapt or you must acquire sales in closing. Okay, we're gonna talk about that later. Okay, point number one. Okay. Which I changed everything like that, which is sales is the highest paid profession. When you learn this highest paid profession skill, you will increase your air income, you increase the way you sales in your work, and always you increase the sales in your work. Point number two, which is problem solving. Okay, you are solving a problem for a certain company or for whoever it is. You're solving a problem. Okay, point number three, which is pitching. Okay, you're pitching your ideas. That's selling, pitching. You're enrolling people in your vision, which enrollment is sales without selling. Okay, not sound like a sleazy salesman. You're selling, but it's sales without selling. You're not having this. You getting people to enroll in your vision or enroll what you're doing, and they're in their mental state change and they're enrolled with that. Okay, they with that. They're sold on that. Okay, and point number four, which is follow up. Following up is a part of sales. And make sure you know that sales is used emotionally and closing is used logically. Sales and close is big different things. And that's how when you get say, hey, I got a commission as an artist, that's because you close the deal. Okay. Point number five is giving value and believing your product. Okay. Giving value, always give value. Go ahead and give value and believe in your product. Okay. If you think about, okay, well, I'm not making any sales, go help somebody else. When these things are acquired, okay, which is, am I sold on myself? Am I sold on my product? Am I sold on my company, my artwork, my brand, or whatever that is, if it's not a company, but you are a company or my business, so you can say, okay, am I sold on those things? You're not. If you one of those things are missing, that's because that's the problem. And if that's it, you know what? Go out and help another artist, help somebody else with their sales, do something else, and watch, and so that get clear, or keep making some artwork, all right? Po, folks, is not where we're at. It's where we come from. Always, always creates. Like a guy, make sure you give your man's the AGO special and subscribe to the podcast. Hit that notification bell. Leave a like, comment, make a comment below on YouTube. If you're on my podcast RSS feed, make sure you go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and review. If you don't get 5 stars, that's fine. Make sure it's constructive criticism, how I can improve the podcast. Okay. None of this other BS where, oh, this is trash, this is this and that. Hey, just give me constructive criticism. That way we can improve it. And some of this stuff you say in your traps, I just know this podcast is not for you. Let me say it again. Po, folks, is now where we at. It's where we come from. Always, always create like a guy. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul because you are made in the image of God. Create like a God. you want to support the Create Like a God podcast, there's two ways so far how you can support the Create Like a God podcast. Maybe you get into a third and fourth. First thing you could do is where you can get all the rewards, the tiers, and everything like that will be my Patreon. That would be patreon.com/JarenMitchell, and you will get rewards and tiers depending on which one you get from them tiers to enter the realm of the gods. Okay, make sure you go ahead and do that. That's one way to support it. And second way you can support the Create Like a God podcast is becoming a contributor, a supporter for the podcast. The only backside about this, you would not be getting the rewards. We could probably talk about that, but you will not be getting rewards from the Patreon because it's two separate things, okay? But if you like to get more of the rewards, other rewards from my Patreon, you not would just get Create Like a God content rewards. You get other rewards and other stuff that I do as well, okay? And also, okay, with the becoming a contributor, you can go to anchor.fm/JarenMitchell, and you go on my Anchor, you see listen now, you should be able to see a support button there, and you click on that and you'll be $9.99, $4.99, and it was actually 99 cents, that'll be a dollar, $4.99 and $9.99. and a third option that might be, make sure I probably will open my store back up, who knows. You can also help by buying merch. I haven't got any merch or Create Like a God merch, but there's other merch and stuff that I got as well. But that's one way you can support the Create Like a God podcast. If you like some more merch, if you like some merch, if you like to wear some Create Like a God stuff, make sure you go ahead and email me, like the video, like and subscribe the podcast, and leave a 5-star rating and review, okay? And put the t-shirt in review, okay? Merch in review, okay? And give you a 5-star rating and review. And those are the three options how you can support the Create Like a God podcast, become a contributor, and become a patron, so that way you can enter the realm of the gods. And also, if you become a Patreon as well, you will be able to get my merch at a discount, okay? So make sure you go ahead. That's why the best way is Patreon, okay? So make sure you go ahead and go to patreon.com/JarenMitchell. And those are the three ways how you can support the Create Like a God podcast, okay? Create Like a God.